Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
This episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to speak about bringing your dreams into reality based on brownie pouches. Last lecture, when it came out on the YouTube video back in 2007, before his untimely death from pancreatic cancer. The whole lecture was really set up as a way to leave something for his children, who were all six and under around the time that he died in 2008. And yet there's so many lessons and learnings for those of us who are there to hear his very important words about living your childhood dreams. Because we all have childhood dreams. The problem is that when we get older, reality hits us in the face, and sometimes we feel that we no longer have the ability to live those dreams out. But life gets very boring, frustrating, upsetting when we don't have any dreams upon which to live. And Randy would tell you that having a bucket list for the end of your life is not a really good thing to do. You want to live your dreams while you're living, not at the end of your life. So there are many different ways that he went about explaining how one can get their childhood dreams taken care of. And the first way is by doing good for others, helping others. Because when we do good for others and we help other people get what it is that they want, they're going to be more likely to help us to get the things that are important to us. Makes perfect sense, and you learn about this a lot if you're in business, that you want to give before you receive. But honestly, it feels great to do good for other people. So go out there and find ways that you can help others to have better lives, or just do a nice deed for someone every day. Smile. It's a really easy way to make someone's day. And I know for myself, when I'm having a lousy day, full of frustration and aggravation, I see one person smile at me, and man, does that make my day. Easy to do. Humility was another thing that Randy had to learn when he was a younger fellow and he was starting out in his college pursuits. One of his professors made a quip to him one day, telling him that it's really too bad that the people that he interacts with will find him to be arrogant. Randy mentioned that this was a really nice way for his professor to let him know that if he wanted to be taken seriously and be respected, he needed to find some humility. And certainly at that early stage in his life, humility was the appropriate way to go. I think a lot of times people who believe that they know a lot about a lot of things can come across as really arrogant. They may or may not mean to come across this way, but for you, my listener, take heed. When our mind is open, we can learn a lot of new things, even if we do know a lot about our subject areas. Because we can never know it all, can we? And besides, people like being around humble people. It's a good trait for everyone to have. Randy also talked about never giving up. Because, see, this is the thing. If you give up, you'll never be able to get your childhood dreams achieved. Randy used the metaphor of a brick wall. Brick walls stand for challenges, and he had a challenge at one point in his career when he wanted to do a project on zero gravity, but there were some terms in the contract that a teacher could not partake in this particular experiment. So what he did was he took that away and he put in another application stating that he was going to be doing an experiment using zero gravity, and in that way, he was able to achieve his goal. So, where there's a will, There's usually a way, even when it seems, perhaps, far out of reality. For those who really have goals that they want to achieve, they find a way to break through that brick wall, or maybe go above it, below it, or around it. Let other people help you out as well. Very few things of any value are done by ourselves alone. It really is okay to ask others for help, especially if they have some expertise that you need in the area that you are working to get something done with. And for the most part, people do like helping other people out. So go ahead, ask someone you know who's really good at something that you're not that good at to help you out. And you may very well find that you have a great partnership and it feels really, really good. Realize that when people stop criticizing you, stop giving you feedback, it really is an indicator for you to understand that they've stopped caring, really. Because it takes a lot of time and energy and thought to really tell somebody what they need to hear rather than what they want to hear. But it's only through those types of criticism that we're able to grow and learn and move on. If you make a mistake or hurt somebody, you need to make amends for it by making a real apology. And this is actually the first time I ever heard about this way of doing an apology in the correct way. The first thing that you do is you tell the person that you're sorry that you hurt them in whatever way you did. The second thing that you need to do is you need to ask them to forgive you and allow them to do it in the time that is correct for them. And the last thing is to ask them what you can do in order to help correct the problem or heal the hurt. It is when you have these components of an apology that you have a true apology. This is something that I teach my clients and something that I have found seriously useful in my own life when I've made mistakes, because trust me, I make plenty of them. Tell others that you care about them a whole lot and allow others to tell you that they care a whole lot about you and be appreciative of that thought as well. Tell the truth all the time. This brings respectability and integrity into your world, and people who are respectful and full of integrity are more likely to have others help them to reach their dreams. However, I think the largest lesson that Randy Pausch, professor of Carnegie Mellon, had to say to all of us is to never give up on our childhood dreams, no matter how crazy they may seem to other people. He demonstrated through his life that he was able to make every single one of his dreams come true. And although we may not be able to make them come true, maybe exactly in the way that we wanted to make them true, like he never played for the NFL, but he was able to throw the football and he was able to kick a goal with his most favorite football star of them all. And I think that's another lesson too, being flexible in terms of how we go about achieving our childhood dreams. So write them all down and go about allowing yourself to fulfill each and every one to the best of your ability to live a happy, fulfilled, and worthwhile life, as Randy Pausch did. Because, well, we really don't know how much time we have on this planet to live. But while we're here, we may as well enjoy it. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes, so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.